remember, all this privatization you hear about, it's supposed to be very efficient. And by some measure, you know, by some ludicrous measure, it probably is efficient. You know, and the part of the reason why it's efficient is you don't count the costs. Okay? So, like, if you suppose so they're talking about privatizing the MTA around here, you know, the public transportation thing. All right. Suppose you privatize the system. You and I know how to make it more efficient by the economist's measures. You throw out union workers and you get temps for half the price. And if there's an accident because they never had any training, well, it's just people who are getting killed. You don't measure that. And you cut off the so-called unprofitable bus routes, okay, or subway routes. Like, you don't make a lot of money at 11 p.m., okay, so let's throw them out. Well, suppose somebody's stuck somewhere at 11 p.m. and wants to get home. Oh, well, you know, it's entrepreneurial values, you know. Let them hire a limousine or something, you know. In ways like that, you can make the system more efficient simply by transferring the costs over to the public where you don't measure the costs, okay? So, you know, it looks nice and efficient on some economist's paper, but of course there's huge costs transferred over to the public which you don't measure. We all know this, and that's what privatizing the educational system will be.